Hi, I'm Rebecca Harold. Thank you for listening in to my first quarter feature article podcast from my Protecting Information Quarterly Awareness Employee Journal. This quarter, my journal topic is What to Know About Privacy Breaches. International Data Privacy Day is January 28th. This would be a great day for you to think about privacy issues and help others to understand what they need to do to prevent privacy breaches. So what is a privacy breach? There have been many reports in the broadcast news as well as in magazines and newspapers about growing numbers of privacy breaches occurring. A privacy breach is, quite simply, the loss, misuse, or unauthorized access to personal information. So what is personal information? Personal information is basically any type of information that can be linked to a specific individual or group of individuals. Just a few examples include name, mailing address, telephone number, birth date, social security number, healthcare information, educational history, credit card number, and political beliefs. There are many other types of information items that are considered to be personal information, not only in the U.S., but also throughout the world. The definitions of personal information vary greatly from country to country, state to state, and even from local area government to local area government. There is not a universal list for all the types of information considered to be personal information. And as new types of information are created, the list of personal information items will continue to grow. So why do privacy breaches occur? Personal information is stored in many places, such as on computers, paper documents, voicemail messages, portable handheld computers, mobile storage devices such as USB drives. Personal information is also located in many places within computers and networks, such as in emails, spreadsheets, Word documents, and many other types of locations. With personal information in so many places, it is no wonder that there are many reasons why breaches occur. Privacy breaches all have at least one of the following 5 characteristics. Number 1, the personal information was used in inappropriate ways. Number 2, someone who should not have access to the personal information obtained personal information in some form. Number 3, personal information was collected that should not have been collected. Number 4, personal information was disclosed to people with no authorization to have it. And number 5, personal information was disposed of in ways that allowed others to obtain it. The situations are endless for how privacy can be breached. Many types of privacy breaches can be prevented through better applications and systems controls, by encrypting digital personal information, and by providing more training and ongoing awareness communications about how to safeguard personal information. Consider the following 5 common types of privacy breaches. They are listed in no particular order. Number 1, privacy breaches that occur in the trash. Check the trash. Sensitive printed information is often thrown into the trash without first being shredded. Anyone passing by can then pick that information up and use it for fraud, crime, and other types of mischief. Privacy breaches with mobile computers. Watch your mobile computer. Personal and other sensitive information is often not encrypted on mobile computers. It is very easy to lose these small types of computers. These small computers are also a favorite target of thieves who will grab them and run away with them in the blink of an eye. Number 3, privacy breaches with mobile storage. Watch your mobile storage. More and more people are storing data on those cool little USB drives. As these devices get smaller and more data, it becomes much easier to lose these things and to lose lots and lots of the personal information that's stored on them. Additionally, it becomes easier for criminals to snatch them virtually right out from under you. Number 4, privacy breaches with emails. double check your to line. Have you ever accidentally sent an email to someone you did not mean to because their email address was similar to the person you really wanted your message to go to? Or have you ever replied to an email you thought looked like someone you knew, but it was really from someone else? Probably everyone has made these types of mistakes at least once. If there is personal information in that message, then a breach has occurred if the accidental recipient was not authorized to see or to have that information. And number 5, privacy breaches with disposal. Make sure you delete your data. When you no longer use your computer or electronic storage devices, such as external hard drives, DVDs, or USB drives, what do you do with them? Do you throw them in your trash? Do you donate them to charity? Before you get rid of them, be sure to delete the data from them. Otherwise, all your confidential information, probably including personal information, could fall into the wrong hands and result in not only a breach, but also identity theft or other kinds of fraud or crime or misuse. Privacy breach laws. The growing numbers of breaches and the resulting damages that often result to the individuals involved has resulted in growing number of privacy breach notice laws in at least 48 U.S. states and territories. There are also growing numbers of U.S. federal breach notice requirements, such as those found in the HITECH Act and also within the FISMA regulation. Responding to privacy breaches. What would you do if you discovered a privacy breach? Or if you see a situation that is a privacy breach waiting to happen? For example, printed personal information in an open trash can. Such a situation should not be ignored. Report it to your manager or the area responsible for information security right away. Or if this happens in your home, be sure you finally shred the papers before putting them out to your curb with the rest of the trash. If you see this type of situation while you are out shopping, report it to the store manager or, depending upon the situation, consider reporting it to the police or to the state attorney general's office. Some points to keep in mind. So as you do your day-to-day work responsibilities, keep these things in mind to help prevent privacy breaches and also to respond appropriately when you spot a breach. Number 1, read and know what your company's definitions are for personal information and for privacy breaches. Number 2, know what the company's policies and procedures are for responding to privacy breaches. Number 3, be sure to shred papers containing personal information before you throw them away. Number 4, be sure to completely remove all data from computers and electronic storage devices when you send them to someone for repair or before you throw them away or give them to someone else to use. And number 5, encrypt data on mobile computers and mobile storage devices such as DVDs and USB drives to prevent anyone from seeing the data in the event they are lost and stolen. Thanks for joining me this month, and I invite you to join me again next quarter for the next issue of Protecting Information Journal. Thank you.